Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living. Interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, what's going on? So, this is another long one from Ohio, so I don't know if you'll use it or not. But rather than breaking it up into three, I figured I'd just tell the whole story. This story happened from 1994 until 1995, growing up in a haunted house. So before we moved into the house that I would spend my high school years in, we lived in a small white, what used to be servants' quarters for a large colonial next door. And I'll tell you how we got there. So this is Doylestown, Ohio, and there's a town next door called Barberton, and Barberton has a hospital. And at the time, my dad and mom had gotten divorced when I was seven. My dad moves to his best friend's basement in Kenmore looking for a job. He's a nurse. He finds a job at Barberton Hospital. And we spent a couple summers on top of my uncle's musician's bargain basement up there in Kenmore, living above the store. And then would go back to my mom's house in Niles, right, during school. So I'm 12 years old. I decided I want to live with my dad. So I let him know, and he starts looking for places. And he had a motorcycle, and he was just driving down a country road, just so happened to see this little town, pulls in, never been there before, stops at the local gas station, and the man in front of him at that time is his best friend from high school. They grew up together. They did everything together. They were inseparable. They were two of a trio, and they lost touch after my dad went to the Coast Guard and just, you know, never really rekindled the friendship. So he's staring at his best friend from high school he hasn't seen in 25 years. And it just so happens that this man also lives in this town, and there's a little house for rent across from his. So my dad checks it out. Now this house, it really wasn't a house. Like I said, it was really more of a servant's quarters. It had a living room and a kitchen that were connected. And it was a small hallway that terminated in a bathroom that had no bathtub. It was the shower, vanity, and toilet. And then to the left, there was a small bedroom. My dad put his bed in the living room, and we were intended to sleep in the little bedroom. Well, there was only one heat source in the house, and that was this old school furnace of some sort underneath the house, and there was a large steel grate that it came up and it radiated out. There weren't forced air ductwork through the house, so that bedroom was incredibly cold, right? So sleeping in the bedroom, I hated it, especially in the winter. We had little space heaters, but it was really cold. And I would pull the covers over my head, because at night I would see, you know, the headlights dancing off of the road. And, you know, the thing, you think there are people walking around your bed. You think you hear things. But again, my dad's working three jobs. I'm there by myself as a young teenager. But it was a creepy house. And there was a built-in mirror a floor to ceiling in the little kitchen that we would see that directly was across from my dad's bed in the living room. And we would often see a shadow man in the mirror. And one time I came home from Boy Scouts and the door was open and the storm door had been ripped off the hinges and it was laying on the deck. And I turned to call the police and run across the street. And I ran smack dab into my friend who looked like he had seen a ghost. And he said that he was coming into the house because in, you know, the 90s in a small town, you don't lock the doors. He came in to wait for me to get home. And he bent down to tie his shoes, looks to the left, sees this black thing in the mirror, turns around and runs through the door. Well, shortly after that, my other brother came to live with us and we needed a bigger house. So we moved right around the corner into an old Victorian that was split into a bottom apartment that had the basement and then a top apartment. And there was a narrow set of stairs that went up to one of the two bathrooms in the house, but then the bathroom terminated in a wall because that's where they partitioned the two apartments, right? And the access to the second apartment was on the outside of the house. So you can imagine this is what a house that's 120 years old looks like. It's got the floor-to-ceiling windows. It's got the big gables. It's got all the ornate, crown molding. It's got a central, almost like a small ballroom that has a fireplace that leads off to a kitchen, the two bedrooms, and the living rooms in the front. And out back, there's an old well cap. And then there's access with a coal chute to the basement. The basement, you can imagine, it's 5.5 feet tall. It's got, peat growing on the walls. It is really what you think of an old, kind of rickety old house. Well, trouble pretty much started immediately. We would be in bed and we would hear whispers. We would hear knocking. We would hear noises. One night I was woken up by a woman screaming in my ear to wake up. To see a small little light behind a dresser. And I knew we didn't have a nightlight. So I woke my brother up, said, "Hey, what's that?" We go and we investigate and we find that there's a sock laying on top, because boys throw their stuff everywhere behind a dresser, laying on top of a outlet to a window air conditioning unit, because of course in a 120 year old house, there's no central air, and it had caught fire because it shorted. And had we slept through that, this 120-year-old house would have went up in flames pretty much immediately. We probably all would have died. And we believe that woman was screaming at us to wake up. And my dad had a girlfriend at the time whom we didn't care for very much. Looking back, it was just stupid. But she had a girlfriend that would often sleep in our beds when we were at our mom's in Niles. And that woman one time woke up to see an old lady scowling at her with her arms crossed, and she ran out of the room and slept in her car for the rest of the night. And we think that woman was probably the woman who was waking us up at night. My dad would often feel her get into bed, thinking that it was his girlfriend, but turning to look and there was no one there. We would often find our beds made, even though we, of course, teenage boys with a dad working three jobs, we would never make our beds ever, right? We would feel people behind us. We would be in the shower upstairs and feel cold breath on our neck. We would, it got to the point where we would shower in pairs because we just couldn't stand to be up there. And probably the craziest thing that happened in that house was, one day we were in my bedroom playing video games and we had just watched a movie in my dad's room and left a wooden chair there. And his girlfriend was in there, finishing up doing what she did. Well, we hear a loud crash and a scream and we run into the bedroom and we find a chair broken into two or three pieces and sticking into the wall. And there's a small bathroom off to the left. And my dad's girlfriend, the door was closed and she was screaming. And, we opened the door and she was, she was on the toilet, not dressed. And you can imagine that she would be embarrassed by this, but she really just needed help out of the room. So we kind of picked her up and took her out of the room and got her to calm down and stop. She wouldn't stay in there, and we had to get her out of the room. And what she said happened was she was using their bathroom, and the chair picked itself up, threw itself into the wall, And then the door closed. And as soon as the doors closed, the lights flickered and they popped. And they said, and we went in, and it wasn't a breaker. They had, the bulb itself had literally exploded. And, you know, of course, you ask yourself, did she fake it? Well, one, why would she? And two, why would she want three boys that aren't hers staring at her in the bathroom and helping her out of the bathroom? So that was probably the craziest thing that happened in that house. But it was just always a feeling of dread. My mood changed drastically in that house. I would walk past the fireplace and things would fly off the wall behind me. I remember sitting in the living room and looking at yet another strangely floor-to-ceiling mirror built into the wall in the center room and seeing that same man in black that we saw at the house around the corner. And I wasn't scared. I actually started bawling. I was so overcome with sadness that I started crying, and the people in the room with me were kind of wondering what's going on. Why is this 6'4", 340-pound teenager crying uncontrollably? But I really just couldn't stop. So, the violence between myself and my brothers would get to insane levels that we wouldn't feel anywhere else. It actually came to where we would feel sometimes more comfortable being back at my mom's apartment in Niles, except for one time. So this girlfriend had a son and he lived with us, and we took him with us to Niles one time to hang out and give my dad and his girlfriend some time. And we were playing hide and seek, and it was in the hood and in Niles. And it was one of those old apartment complexes that, you know, had seen a lot. It'd probably been built in the turn of the century. And, we were playing hide and go seek, and we'd lost my younger brother. He was 7 years younger than me. We couldn't find him. We kind of got bored. And so I went upstairs and I walked into my mom's bedroom and I saw this little girl with black hair jumping on the bed. It was obvious to me that she wasn't real, that she was dead. And I heard a noise behind the couch in the bedroom, and I look and it's my little brother hiding. And so I ran, I picked him up, threw him over my shoulder, and we kind of fell down the stairs getting out of the upstairs area. And, you know, a few years back, that was, you know, 35 years ago, we were talking at Thanksgiving, and he said, you know, we were talking, and he remembered me. He remembered the joy of winning the hide and seek contest and then wondering why I would just drag him down the stairs. He didn't see the little girl jumping on the bed. Apparently only I did. But I described this girl to the son of my dad's girlfriend, and he said that it resembled his dead sister who had died in a fire when he was a little kid. So things just always followed us. And when we went off and went to college, my dad moved away. And recently I kind of drove back into town. I hadn't been there in a couple decades, and I stopped at the old house, and it looked like it had been rotting since the day that we left. It just looked completely dilapidated and just in a sad state of repairs. But somebody apparently was living there, and I went and knocked on the door, and nobody answered. And I got this distinct and I almost got there was almost a voice inside my head like somebody else. Why are you here? Go away. I turned around and left. But those 4 years shaped the way that I looked at the paranormal for the rest of my life, and it definitely changed my outlook on what's on the other side. Well, thanks everyone. Have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.